Okay, let's go back, gentlemen. We've got three under advisement. Okay, our first one is case number 11,160. And Mr. Rickards, you made a motion to take this under advisement.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rear yard where he's putting the first floor enclosed, a second floor enclosed, and a porch. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why he can't bring that back at least 4 feet when he builds his house. I mean, I can understand the 50-foot wide lot, but I think he could make an adjustment in that.
Uh-huh.
That's my opinion.
I'm sorry?
I said that's my opinion. I see I can understand the side yards due to the 50-foot.
All right.
But we've required over and over, I keep talking about the Cape Windsor problem where they have an AR1 which gives them the ability to go up 42 feet. But I think that, in my opinion, we just have to watch that we're not going to have our variances included on the second floor now, mm-hmm. that we say that 42 feet is
right to go. Okay. Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I think he could build to that.
And I agree with Bud. I mean, it's a brand new place being built. I think he can build to the sides. I don't see the problem with it, but the other part, I think he can build to that.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Well, if I understand it right, he's trying to allow enough room in the front for parking, correct?
Yes.
So, am I looking at this right, that the house is 50 foot in length towards the lagoon?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got plenty of parking up front.
Okay, so in other words, if, he'd have to shave 5 feet off that, so he could only be 45 feet in length, right?
Yeah.
That 45 in feet in length, and then how wide is it?
30 feet.
Oh, that's
a little over 1,200 square feet per floor.
Per floor, yes.
What'd you say, John?
A little over 1,200 square feet per floor.
Right.
And take off.
So based on that, two floors, I'm I don't know that I oppose this, because I mean, reasonable square footage. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was, you know.
So you don't think he could adjust his building?
Oh, he could adjust it, but what I'm saying is the lot size, in my opinion, restricts him from.
I'm thinking that, Mr. Hudson, that he can come up further. He's got a lot of parking places up front, and a lot of those places down there only had room for one or two cars normally.
Well, yep. I think he did state he was building this for his grandchildren, and I agree, you know. But then the other side of that is, do most of the properties have ample parking spots down there?
Yeah, they're 5 foot. I think they're like 10 foot, something like that, in there. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not saying, sir. I'm not saying take away from the house. If he wants the house, I mean, he can just
shift it.
Shift it.
Yeah, I mean, but the parking. Saying. I mean, how many people are going to be 4 cars parking there all the time? I mean,
so he's 20. How far back is he? Is that 22 feet, 5 inches?
15, yes.
Yeah, 22.5. Yeah, I'm not saying take the size of the house away from him.
No. I mean, he wants that size house. He can move it forward.
And
all we're asking you to adjust is 4.8 feet.
Yeah. You know, my baby there, I'm not saying take from his house.
Yeah, okay.
Just break it up. Just adjust.
I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't make myself clear.
Yeah. Just adjust that 4.8 feet. Come forward with it.
words, he could build that house and say, okay, I'm going to move it forward a little bit, like four, like 5 feet, that's it.
Come forward 5 feet, leave everything.
I don't think that would have an impact. Now, I agree with the side yards that, you know, if he's going to put that size home, which he's not asking for that size of home that in a 50-foot lot, he's going to need those variances on the side. So I'm suggesting that he can move the house that far.
Don't take away from the house. Mr. Mills?
Well, he's not asking for it for the house. He's asking for mostly for the decks.
Right.
You know, if he has 1,200 square feet per floor. He's actually, with the decks, he's got less than that. How... You say there's ample parking, but when the home is 5 feet from the property line, or from the property line, then where is there ample parking?
Now, the home is 22.5 feet from the front property line.
The home he's asking for is 22. The home he's asking for to build will be 22 feet from the property line.
And most property line. And most vehicles are about 20 feet long. 18 to 20 feet long.
Yeah, 18, 20, something like that.
So that means he can move it back a couple of feet.
Right.
But not necessarily four, almost 5 feet.
Yeah, that's cutting it close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 22 and a half feet and take a 20-foot car. If it'd be 2.5 feet. Think on it.
Mr. Hudson, what do you think?
There, down.
I guess he got steps coming to the front too, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Where the parking lot's at.
Yeah, will be. You're going to bring them into it too.
They'll bring that into it now. He really won't have that. All that 22.5 feet.
So steps, 4 foot.
Probably aren't they?
Yeah, were they 4 foot in there? Where that gives you, only gives you 18 and a half in now. Would everybody like to have some more time to think on it for next meeting? Are we ready? Do you want some more time to think on it?
I'm ready to go.
Please vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No further discussion. If everyone's ready to vote, then chair will entertain a motion. Let me change this.
Mr. Chairman, based on our discussion and based on some of the things that Mr. Hudson and Mr. Mills have presented to me and Mr. Workman, I believe they're correct when they corrected me on the steps. I believe that will incre- that he's not going to be able to
move it.
To move that. Mm. So based on that discussion, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11160. There's uniqueness to the property, definitely with the 50-foot width, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the the hardship's going to be created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford the relief.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,160. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Wilson?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,160 is approved.